And first to Syria, where it's been a momentous day with the city of Raqqa being retaken by the Syrian Democratic Forces, signalling the end of years of Islamic State rule. The SDF have taken control of 90% of the city, with only small pockets of ISIS fighters remaining. Cody Chalsis reports.
The retaking of Raqqa by rebel forces signals a landmark day in the war against ISIS, with less than 100 soldiers remaining in a city that was once dubbed the Islamic State capital. Middle East expert John Bruni says the victory is a good sign, but the fighting in Raqqa is far from over.
It has huge symbolic significance for the US-backed rebel faction, the Syrian Democratic Forces, or SDF, because there was a kind of race to see who would actually get to Raqqa first. Now that it's actually fallen to the Syrian Democratic Forces, it will be interesting to see how the Syrian government of Bashar al-Assad actually views this and whether or not Syrian government forces will nonetheless try to liberate Raqqa from the SDF. But it's highly dependent on what the United States will do. I mean, now that Raqqa has been recaptured, I suppose it's, as far as the White House is concerned, it's now game over. We'll let the local forces slug it out on the ground to see what happens. I don't think that the idea of fighting over this city has quite ended yet. I mean, I think that there will be another phase of the war for the control of Raqqa in the months to come.
SAID's International Director John Bruni there. Camille Jamakani is a refugee who comes from As-Suwayda in Syria's south, and he says that while he's happy ISIS have been driven out of Raqqa, he doesn't think they'll disappear just yet.
Very good news, but not to relocated by United States, because all of us, we know that United States, they create ISIS, and this is not me, I'm saying this. Clinton, she says that, and Trump says that, and they invest in ISIS, in Syria and Iraq.
Mr. Jamakani doesn't believe the fighting in Raqqa is over, but says there's not much left to fight over anyway.
There's no civilian there, hardly anything, because they fled from Raqqa because American and Allied, they're using the phosphor, which is the weapon not allowed to use in Raqqa. And they killed more than 1,000 civilians. So the civilians there, they fled to the Kurdish area, which is safe zone, and they fled to the area which is the Syrian army in.
Do you have faith that the country can rebuild now that ISIS have lost so much power in Syria?
The country will be built, and the Syrian will build it, again. The way the media saying about Syria is demolished and all of this, yes, we have a lot of cities look like Aleppo, Raqqa, Deir ez-Zor demolished, yes. But the other cities all peaceful and we live normal life there. These cities, they will be built by the Syrian and we insist to build our country.
He says that he's devastated by the state of Aleppo and Raqqa, but that Syria will band together to take the country back.
To get rid of the militia and ISIS and al-Nusra and all of these, we will build it again. It's very sad to see what's going on in Raqqa and Aleppo and Deir ez-Zor, everywhere. The Syrian people and the Syrian army, it's all, and the government, it's all in one hand, in one spot. We're fighting against the terrorists. We will free our country, and it will be free very soon, hopefully.
While John Bruni thinks this victory will lessen ISIS's impact in the Middle East, he doesn't think it will have much of an effect on terrorist attacks in the West.
I think that we will probably end up seeing more such attacks as time goes on, because there is an inexhaustible supply, it seems, of people who would like to put their hand up and attach themselves to Islamic State. I don't see that this is going to actually have an effect on lone wolf style attacks, especially for those people who believe that they're fighting part, you know, they're at the vanguard of, fighting in favor of Islamic State ideology.